Blog Talk Radio. Hey, what's up, everybody? Here we are again. It's another, well, I would say beautiful Saturday, but it's not a beautiful Saturday. It's snowing. We got hit like really hard with a lot of snow. Oh, before I start talking, y'all probably like, who the fuck this is? You know who this is, you tune in. But if you don't, I am Danny Sky, your host of Open Letter, a weekly podcast that I do right here every Saturday from 2 to 3. Next week, I'm going to extend my hours from, they're going to be extended from 2 to, I think either 2 to 3:30 or 2 to 4, somewhere in there. So I am part of, Open Letter is a part of the DSE Network, presented by Danny Sky, LLC. So today we are going to have a founder of Mixed Fitness and beauty consultant Lisa Cajonis. She's going to, due to the snow, she was supposed to come into the studio, but then we got hit by that snow. So I'm working from home. So she's going to call into the station because I didn't want her out there in that messy weather trying to like get to the show. So I'm just like, just call in. We'll just do it that way. And then we're going to do, I was going to do some beat news today, but since the show is only going to be an hour, I'm going to do a poet spotlight. So I'm not going to do a poet spotlight today. So basically, we're going to give a shout out to our sponsors. But before we do that, if you would like to be a guest on Open Letter, if you just want to call in just to say, hey, what's up? The number to the studio is 516-453-9392. Again, that's 516-453-9392. And our sponsors are Sister to Sister Beauty Bar. It's right down, right off the Rock Road between North Hanley and the Rock Road Station, right across the street from Save-A-Lot. I went, got my faux locks done there. I will be getting some passion locks for next event, next month's show for the Erotica Avenue, the Valentine's Day special of Smoking Mike. She's going to be doing my hair again. Funky Buddha is a cute little boutique in the Del Mar Loop that I go to that I get all my incense from. I stock up. I get at least probably about like $20 worth of incense. They usually last me about a good 2 to 3 months. So I'm still good on incense. So I probably won't need any until like May, June, you know. So I haven't really been burning it that much. And then also we have Hamburger Mary's. Hamburger Mary's is a new spot that I went to a few months ago. I don't know how I found it. I think, I was probably driving by and I seen it and I was like, I'm like, let me check this place out. So I ate there. The food was really good. And then I took my little sister there for her. Actually, I took my homegirl there first. We had a great time. Then I took my little sister there for her birthday. We had brunch. They have a brunch every Sunday from 12 to 2, they have a drag show. And the drag show is so dope. It's by like 5-6 drag queens. When you come and you look at these ladies, you like, there is no way that these are men. Like, y'all fucking with me. These are females. Like, they look that damn good. Like, the makeup, the contouring, the lashes. I'm looking like I need to get some makeup tips from y'all because I'm like, one of y'all going to have to do my makeup. So, so I'm just like, wow, you know. But I had so much fun. And, you know, I definitely, it was like my third time going. And, I had so much fun, and I definitely plan on going back again one of these days. So I'm going to try to make it, I'm going to try to do it, like, every month, like, go, especially on Sunday to the drag shows. They got drag. They got stuff throughout the week too. And on Saturdays they have like two drag shows, one at 6:30, one at 8:30. The food is phenomenal. They on Sundays they have brunch, all you can eat for $14.95. They have bottomless mimosas. I met a lot of really cool people there that day. Most of the drag queens are really sweet, gorgeous, gorgeous gals. I just enjoy myself. Like, that's the spot. Like, that's the place to be at. Like, if you're looking for a place to go with your girlfriends and have a good time, that is definitely the place to do that at. So, also, if you want to schedule an interview, you can email me at DannySky1980@yahoo.com, or you can, if you follow me on Facebook, go to my Danny Sky page at DannySkyENT. And also, I do have a Facebook page for Open Letter. It is a DSE Open Letter. So it's at DSE Open Letter. Just print the, I said print. I'm thinking about printing stuff. I got print flyers and everything for the show. Just type that in. You'll see a blue rose, and that'll be my logo to Open Letter. Go on there, be like, hey, Danny, I want to interview. Like, okay, cool. So the season finale of Open Letter, season one finale, will be March 2nd. My last interview is on March 2nd. After that, I am going to start prepping for my second showcase, introducing Danny X to Ultra Ego Danny Sky, May 25th. And then I'll start rehearsing for that May all the way up into a week before. And then I have Smoking a Mic that I'm doing. The last Smoking a Mic will be April 20th. And after that showcase, and then I have the Unbreakable Tour, which will be from June, kicking off June 2nd in Philadelphia at the Kingdom District. And then it's going to end in Atlanta, Georgia, August 31st. So I have 7 cities. I did post it on my Danny Sky page, my tour date. So if you're going to be in any of those cities during that summer, definitely come out, see your girl, show your support. That is about it. So, follow me on Instagram at DannySky1980. And, that's about it for today. So, right now, without further ado, I'm going to bring on our special guest, Miss Lisa Cajones. So, I had the pleasure of going to U City with her. We were in Kinesis Dance Company. She was class of 98. She's like one of the most, you know, prettiest girls in U City. Out of all the girls in U City, she still looks the same. Everybody else that used to be pretty back then look a hot mess. But she still got it going on. So I'm very honored. I'm glad with everything that she's doing, everything her husband is doing. Cash, I had him on the show a few months back. He does a lot of promotional stuff with Remy Martin, and them just being a power couple, just out here just doing the damn thing. So I was excited to have both of them on the show. So here he is. I'm about to bring on the Mrs. Miss Lisa Cajones. Yay!
Hi, Danny.
Welcome to Open Letter.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you asked me to be on here. I'm excited.
I'm so glad that you're excited. I'm excited too. So how about this crazy ass weather? Like
Right. I was hoping that it wouldn't happen. I'm like, no, it's not gonna snow. Just like every time they say, oh, it's gonna snow, I'm like, no, it's not gonna snow. Yeah, it snowed. It's still snowing, right?
Yeah, it is. Like I went out earlier to shovel the snow around my car, because when they came and plowed the snow, it like pretty much everybody's cars are trapped in with snow. So I was just like, oh, let me go ahead and dig myself out, you know. But yeah, it's supposed to be like this up until tomorrow. So tomorrow is supposed to stop.
I hope so. I really want to go to the gym today.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to be in the studio because I'm so used to being in the studio, and I'm just like, great, now I got to work from home. Then I had to tell my son to be quiet, because when he get on his game, he start being loud. I'm like, I need your ass
to
be quiet.
Mine too. I just locked myself in the room.
Yeah, I closed the door in this room. I was like, I got a show. I'm like, I need you to be quiet. Don't ask me no questions during the show. You know, because he already know. I'm like, don't ask me nothing. And then he still come anyway. I'm like, you see me in the middle of the show. See me in the middle of the show.
I just had just had to talk with both of mine. And I'm like, okay, don't come in here.
Right. But they don't listen because they still come in there anyway. All right. So I'm going to jump to the questions. So, give us your background history as far as like fitness, beauty, so forth. So pretty much let us know who Lisa Conis is.
Oh, man. I'm still trying to figure that out myself. But, you know, it's a journey. Life is a journey. So I'll just from the recent years. I mean, I've been doing makeup since about 2011. Ish.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that kind of started. I kind of dibbled and dabbled in that. And then I was laid off from one of my jobs in 2011. And I said, well, I'm going to do this full time. It was a great time for me because I had been working since I was like 18, 19, like just full time. So it was a time for me to start rediscovering myself and things that I like to do and my passion. So one of my passions is makeup. It's particularly weddings. I like to do weddings. I'm into like the natural look mostly. I can do, you know, some of the other looks, you know, but that's my niche, natural and wedding type makeup. And then also I've always been into fitness too, mostly just a participant, but you know, through life, you like, oh, there are certain things that you want to do, and sometimes you're afraid to step out on them. So as I've been getting older, I'm 39 this year, and so you start having these thoughts, like, what have I done that I've always wanted to do? Like, what's going on with me? And so in 2017, I finally got my bachelor's degree, and that was one of the things that I wanted to do. Woo woo! It was a very one of the hardest years of my life. Actually, my dad passed that year,
and
Thanks, but it's okay. You know, it was his time, I suppose. But you know, I had to deal with that, and I was in school, and I'm like, well, what would he want me to do? He would want me to finish. So I finished, and then that was X'd off my list. And I said, so what's next? I'm still doing makeup. I've always, and you know what? While I was in school, I gained like about 25 pounds, like not taking care of me. And so that's been my whole thing over the past years, like self-care and promoting other people, in particular women, to care about themselves as well, because we do so much for others all the time. And sometimes we neglect ourselves. And so, you know, we don't want our kids to go without. So who do we put on the back burner? And so I didn't feel healthy.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like Lisa. And so, yeah, I just started my little fitness journey, and I went to a mixed fit class, never heard of before in my life, and it was like the best class ever because it was like twerking and the kind of, it was the kind of music that I like. And I'm like, this is for me. And I saw that they had a class in Atlanta, so I took the family on a trip to Atlanta. Look, they didn't know what was going on. I'm like, yeah, let's go to Atlanta. They're like, yay! And while I was there, I got my certification, and it's been on ever since then. It's the best thing ever because I get to see other women and men getting in shape and doing something good for themselves and enjoying it. So that's not, you know, that's me over the past few years.
Okay, well, you've done a lot and going through a lot. So, you know, the main thing is that you overcame, you know, all those obstacles. Because it's always when you're trying to, you know, put yourself out there and try new ventures, then, like, you know, stuff start happening. You start thinking, like, shit, like, come on now, like, I'm trying to
and then I thought about what do I want to pass on to my kids, what do I want to teach them about being an adult and about being, you know, they saw me go to school. That was great. They got to see me walk across the stage. But what else am I teaching them with my actions? And mommy not taking care of herself, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That had to stop. And I've been taking them. They go to the gym with me. And they're like, oh, it's gym day. I said, come on, we going. But you know, you got to bring them up like that. So then it's in them.
Yeah. I say something about the gym with my son. He'd be like, could I bring my phone with me? I'm like,
Right. That's what they want to do, electronic. They would run around the track with me because I decided I want to eventually run a half marathon. So I kind of put that on the back burner for a while. You know, sometimes you try to do too much stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'm still going to do it. But, yeah, they were running with me, praying for the marathon with me.
Yeah, and it's good that you said something about, you know, taking care of yourself because I struggle with that myself because, like, I do – you know me, I do like a million and three things, and I got
yes,
all these different projects. I'm adding on.
But that's
and
okay. That's okay. I admire that. You keep it going.
Yeah.
It's motivation for me.
Yeah, and it's like it's taking a wear on my clothes because I noticed like I had a pair of jeans that was sliding off of me, and I was just like, okay. I was like, we need to put like a meal in my day. I'm like,
oh yeah. So you were forgetting to eat. I find that one of the other habits, either you forget to eat or you eat too much. You feeding the stress. So
yeah
I was feeding the stress.
Yeah. I don't eat enough. It's like I'll sit and I'll grab some out of the vent machine, get like some chips or something like that. And every once in a while, like, I have to tell myself, like, okay, we got to at least do breakfast. At least make breakfast.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the day, you can drink water, juice, whatever, but at least get breakfast in. So, some days, I'm good. I get up enough and make me breakfast. Other days, I'm like, okay, we're going to go to Chick-fil-A before we get to work. I'm like, it's a meal.
Yeah.
Shoot, it's a meal. So
yeah,
like,
it is. Sometimes you just got to get in what you can get in.
Yeah. So now I'm working on trying to, you know, put that weight back on because I got, like, this outfit
that
I'm wearing.
Oh, you look good.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I don't like losing. I don't want to lose too much weight. Like, I need to get my booty back because, like, that's disappearing.
Oh,
so.
That's the first to go.
Yes.
Yeah, when I lost weight, I was, like, so excited about my booty and my boobs. So, and then I lost weight and I lost both of them. And I was like, well, you can't choose where you want to lose it at. So, yeah, I'm going to got to do some squats with some weight.
Yeah, because I'm all like, I need my booty back. So, I did this this carb diet that I made up where I just eat carbs throughout the day. And then I go to the gym and work out and do squats and stuff. And within about 2 months, 2-3 months, then you know, I got my booty back, like my thighs and everything opened up and stuff. So I need to get back to doing it. Like, especially, I'm probably gonna get it in enough time for the Erotica show before the showcase in May. I still have time, so it's like I definitely need to get on that carb diet because like the outfits I'm wearing, I want to be like plow when I come out. You know?
Right. Well, both of us gonna be working on that.
Right. You know, people be like, that's Danny Sky, like, damn. Right, okay.
Yeah.
So what advice do you have for young women, for women who want to get fit, but they just don't know where to start?
I would say if you don't, you know, you don't have to belong to a gym. You don't have to. My first thing that I actually did was I got out and I started walking. You just have to make the first step. You have to decide in your mind that this is something that you want to do and that you're not going to give up even when you're tired and when you don't feel like it. And that's my thing for this year, to be intentional, to do everything with the purpose behind it. And my intent And it's not for just this year, because I don't really do New Year's resolutions, but my intent, my purpose is to take care of me and to take care of others behind me and to live my life with passion, with purpose, for serving others. And so when you get up in the morning, what are you going to do? You have to have some lifestyle changes. Like, you can't keep doing everything the same. Like, that's the definition of insanity, doing everything the same and thinking it's going to change. So I started myself, and you can choose to do it however you want to, but I had to get my workout in. So I had to get up earlier. That was just it. I had to. And so I would force myself to get up. I would be so tired. Like, I would be walking, like, with my eyes halfway closed. But I was walking. And then walking turned into jogging. Jog a little, then walk a little bit more. Jog a little bit. And then jogging turned into running. And then next thing you know, it was like you get that little runner's high. You get a little taste of it, and you want more. And you see your body changing. You feel your body changing. You feel better. You're more energetic. And then it's like, okay, I've started something here, and I got to keep going. And so that would be my first tip. The first tip is just you're going to have a mindset to just do it, to take action and don't turn back. And then the second thing I would say is you got to be accountable. So if you have a partner, a group, or somebody that you can do it with to hold you accountable for your actions, that would be great. So when I did it, we have a thing at my job, a walking group. It's a contest, actually. And so we actually won second place. Like, we wore ourselves out.
But
we had to have so many steps within a 2-month period. And so my team was counting on me to get my steps. They didn't care how I got them, but they were like, you need to get your steps. And so I was accountable for that every day. So, you know, if there's so many of those contests out there. There's even, like, if you got a Fitbit, I have a Garmin, but if you got a Fitbit or anything like that, you can join a little group and do little competitions. And I'm telling you, it works, because even if sometimes you don't want to do it for yourself, you do it because your team is counting on you, or you do it because you want to beat the other person.
Yeah.
So, you know, find you a partner, find you a group, find you something that will hold you accountable to those, whatever your goal is. If you just want to just be a little bit more active this year, or, you know, so those would be my two things to get started.
Okay. All right. So before we dive a little bit more into the interview, we're going to take a song break and listen to some tracks. And just hold tight, and I'm trying to pick out what song I want to play. So I always try to play a different song on here every time.
Okay.
What I feel like listening to today. You know what? I feel a little rock star.
Okay.
I think I'll play some Incubus. This is my song. It's called Are You In? So for anybody that's tuning in, I have Ms. Lisa Cajones, mixed fitness and beauty consultant. We were just getting to know her, seeing what she got going on. If you miss half of it, shame on you. But it will re-air later on today. But we're about to go to break, and we'll be right back. And this is Incubus with Are You In? Danny Sky, this is Open Letter, and that was Incubus with Are You In? So that was one of my favorite songs. I actually started listening to them when I was in college. Like, this guy I had dated, he used to listen to Incubus, and he was a black dude, surprisingly, and but he had a white boy name. So I remember he introduced me to his CD, and I was just like, okay, he's like, you heard the Incubus? He's like, man, they tight. Like, you need to listen to them. So I was already listening to rock music before. I was listening to, like, Aerosmith and all them. And I was just like, okay. Then when I heard it, I'm like, hey, I like this. Okay. And then ever since then, I just been following Incubus. I mean, one year, them and Linkin Park had a joint tour. I was like, oh, shit. I got to go to this tour. I was just like, oh, two of my favorite bands coming together. I'm like, oh. So, but yeah, that's the history of my relationship with Incubus. So, if you're just now tuning in, I have Miss Lisa Cajonas in. She is the creator and founder of Mixed Fit, and we're pretty much, you know, asking her a few questions, like picking her brain about fitness and beauty and all that good stuff. And she just mentioned that she's 39, and I'm just like, wow, she looks good for 39. Black does not crack, you know. And I look at my questions. Okay, so tell us, what clients, since you mentioned that you are a beauty consultant, What clients have you done in the past? I know you mentioned that you do weddings mostly.
Yeah. So I've done a lot of weddings. That's kind of how I started doing weddings. And so it's actually one of my favorite things to do. It's one of the most stressful things mm-hmm. as a makeup artist to do a wedding, especially to do a lot of clients at once. But it's very fulfilling and meaningful because you're there for somebody's special day. Besides that, do birthdays, whatever the occasion. I even had somebody want makeup or a funeral. I mean, whatever your preference, I'm there. One of the things that I love that I did the most, because it was the experience, there was a TED Talk I wanted to go to, and I was like, man, am I going to be able to go? And then I ended up doing the makeup for the TED Talk, and, you know, most TED Talks are, it was a lot of men. And so I'm like, well, what do you do on men? But, you know, a little concealer, some powder, depending on the man now. I had one man, he was like, you know, I need you to conceal this. He knew exactly what he wanted, and I was like, oh, okay. But, yeah, that was one of my favorite things because it was just exciting to be in the presence of a lot of different speakers and just a different type of makeup and a different type of event. And, you know, I got to see my work on the screen, so that was cool. I did used to work at a makeup counter, so that was one way that I learned how to do makeup just on anybody, any mm-hmm. color, any eye shape. I worked for Estee Lauder for about 2 years, and, you know, most of their clients are very diverse, a lot of Indian, Asian people. So that was a very good time for me for practice on different eye shapes and different skin tones. So that was fun and gave me confidence to feel good about my work and feel good about my color choices and things like that. So that's, yeah, and I forgot. I hate to leave out Mary Kay because Mary Kay actually gave me my start. I started doing Mary Kay in like 2012 when I first started doing makeup, and that was how people would let me put makeup on them. You know, Mary Kay, you're not supposed to touch people, and so you're not allowed to touch. Like, you put the little makeup and the skincare and stuff, everything on the tray, and you tell them what to do. But then I was like, man, that's a really fulfilling thing to do, actually, Mary Kay, because so many people were so grateful for me just coming over and spending time with them and making them pampering them. And while I was there, I was like, hey, do you mind if I practice on your face? And they were like, sure. So I jacked a few people up at first, I ain't gonna lie. But that's how you learn. That's how you learn. And so, I mean, it was doing that I was like, hey, I could do this. I love doing this. And so, I can't leave out my Mary Kay because I actually still sell Mary Kay. I've been on the hush-hush, on the low about it, but, yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah, I know. How I got into makeup, so Angie Marie, I had her on the show last year, and mm-hmm. we were joking about this, and I was just like, because she's a makeup artist as well, and I was like, how she gets you, she recruits you as her friend by doing a makeover, and then after that, mm-hmm. then it's just like you're friends for life.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And I had for the Erotica show, I had one of my friends had referred me to one of her friends as a makeup artist, and I was talking about it on my video, and she was like, you cheating on me, because she's like, aww, you know, my makeup artist. But I was like, well, you moved to Dallas, and I'm all like,
oh, she moved.
Yeah, she moved to Dallas probably by like August of last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's been in Dallas, Texas. Yeah, and I was just like, I didn't want to be like, hey, could you come back next month to St. Louis and do my makeup for the Erotica show?
Right.
I was like, No, because she already doing it for May, like for my showcase. So mm-hmm. I was just like, I don't want to inconvenience you. Like, hey, I was like, it's just this one time. That's it. I'm like, they're just doing it this one time. But you know that you're my primary makeup person. She's like, well, okay. Okay, then. So I was just like, I'm not cheating. I'm all like, they're just a substitute because you're not here anymore. So it's just like, but she said anytime I need my makeup done, she'll fly back in. And I was just like,
wow, that's awesome.
That. Yeah, so she's been doing my makeup since I was 16. So I don't let I don't let a lot of people touch my face. Because some people, you when they say they do makeup, you're like, hold on, let me see what your makeup look like. Hold on.
Yeah, right.
I'll be able to look at some pictures like, hold on. No, I don't like how she did her eyebrows. No, I don't like how them lashes look. I'm like, no. So how can the ladies that's listening to us today, if they wanted to book you for your special occasions that they have, how can they get in contact with you?
And see, so I'm really bad about this. So mm-hmm. I'm on Facebook. My Facebook name is Lisa Cohn, C-O-H-N-E-S. Instagram, I'm actually on there as Natural Born Diva 79. That's when I was born, y'all. And I ain't shy about telling my age.
All right.
and then also, I mean, if it's okay, I'll give my phone number. It's 314-488-3453. Lisa Cones. I don't have a lot of pictures out there because while I was in school, I was working, but I wasn't advertising because I didn't want people calling me because I was so busy. I did full-time school, full-time work, and that was hard, and full-time family. So, but I'm back at it. I'm going to start posting some more pictures and having my clients post pictures so you can see my work and eventually get a website or some kind of – well, I do have a blog, but it's not up and running right now. So if you want to contact me again, it's 314-488-3453. And also, I'm really into the fitness and beauty. To me, it goes hand in hand. It's all about self-care. So I'm at 907 Dance Studio every Saturday morning, 9:30, 10:30, 1 hour. And it's $5 to come and just work out with me. It's a lot of fun. And it's a really good, great workout. And so if you can come, 907 Dance Studio. It's on Lindbergh, 7213 North Lindbergh in Hazelwood Office Park.
Yeah, because I remember I came in, I sat in a class because that's that day where I worked overtime up until 5 in the morning.
Yeah, I remember, the 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And then you came to my class. I said, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I was, like, so tired, but I was like, I gave him my word. I was like, I'm not go participate,
yeah.
But I will watch.
I appreciated you coming too. And I actually next Saturday I have I just had a New Year's party last Saturday and I had to cancel today because of the snow. But next weekend I have another party. It's for lupus awareness. Mm-hmm. It's a group, a non-for-profit organization. They're called Pretty Faces of Lupus. I'm working with them to throw their party for them. We're going to get fit for a purpose. Part of the proceeds will go to the foundation, and we're going to do 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. next Saturday morning. We're going to have a lupus awareness party, dance fitness, wear your purple because that's their color, and just come dance, get fit, and have fun with us and do it for a good cause. So I don't know what you're doing, Danny, but you can come on up if you're available.
Yeah, actually, I have a volume 3 of Smoking the Mic next week.
Oh, you do? That early?
Yeah, it's every Thursday.
Yeah,
no,
you
not
sure
that
do.
Early. It's later on in the night.
Yeah, because I'm coming. Yes, I got to come.
It's going to be at the same places. It's going to start at 9 o'clock. And then I always move. Yeah, at night. And I always move the show like closer to my podcast, closer to the show every time I have Smoking the Mic. So that way you just run together. But yeah, that'll be later
right.
on. Yeah.
So that means you can work out in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was just like. I thought it. I was like, I was like, dang, smoking the mic is that same day. But I was all like, since it's early in the morning, I was like, I'm going to go ahead, come by. Because usually show, like, smoking the mic day be a real busy mm-hmm. day. Like, I'm running around.
I know. I'm sure it is. So I understand if you can't come. But, yeah, I'm sure. I know how it goes. You know, my husband mm-hmm. and his events all day long. When he throws an event, it's pretty much all month long he's busy. So I totally understand.
Right, yeah, but but it's early in the morning. I'm a stop by. I may not be able to do the whole event, but I get in a good 30 minutes of it. I know I can definitely
okay,
do that.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll get there the first 30 minutes. Be like, hey, how y'all doing? What's going on? They're like, all right, I gotta get on up out there. See y'all later.
Y'all heard it here on Open Letter. Danny Sky is coming.
Yes.
On the 19th for at least 30 minutes to mix fit with Lisa.
yes, to show my support. And you got to come to one of these episodes, obviously episodes, one of Smoking the Mic shows, because I got this show. And then next month I have two shows. I have one, the regular one on the 16th, and the 17th I have the Valentine's Day edition. And,
wow.
Yeah, so I posted flyers like, they're mostly in like my Smoking the Mic group and other groups that I got, and I think I probably posted some on my page too. I will post it again. I may say I'm gonna tag you in all of the flyers so that way you can see them and be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I gotta come because I've only ever been to one of your events and I did enjoy it, and I want to come and support. I want to come, so I will be there.
Yeah,
next one on the
19th. Yeah, mm-hmm. that one and the Valentine's Day. You and the hubby should definitely come today. I got five VIP tables, so you
so
get
Danny,
like a bottle.
That's not the erotica event, right?
The VIP tables. Yeah, that's the
Okay.
So it's like five tables. For $25, you get like a bottle of Moscato or some food.
Woo!
Little goodie bag, a single rose. I don't know what I'm putting in that goodie bag yet. I'm still thinking, but it's going to be nice. I'm going to have a saxophonist. I got like a bass player, and they go play music behind the poets. And it's the whole theme is around a poetry collection. My third poetry collection I've written is like erotica and love pieces. So I picked four poets. They're going to read poems that I selected for them, like three poems each, and then the fourth their choice.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the twist because I'm not reading nothing.
I heard that.
I think three out of the four were nervous. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. And because they just like, I guess to them, they just like, this is a Danny Sky piece. And it's like, I know how she does her stuff and I want to do it justice. And I was just like, I want you to put your own spin onto it. You know, don't read it like Danny Sky. Read it like how you would read it. You know, like put your own pizzazz to it. So I think that's probably the nervous part where people, they want to make me proud, you know. And I'm just like, but you know, however your style is, like, just bring the sexy. That's all I ask. Like, bring the sexy, seduce the audience, you know, make them be like, ooh, okay, like, I like that. Because I'm going to be the one that's going to be nervous. I got this jumpsuit that I'm like going to be revealing so much cleavage, you know? So I'm like, if anybody going to be nervous, it's going to be me, you know? Because I'm just like, I just know the attention that I'm going to get that night, you know, and the dudes is just going to be like, hey, and I'm like, I'm not ready for all that just yet.
Girl, you grown. You can do it. You got this.
But I'm excited because I'm like, it's the first erotica show that I produced. But it's not the first, but I have performed at one when I was in Detroit a few years ago. And this is the first one that I actually like wrote and produced myself. So, and I came up with this idea like a week ago. where I was at work, and I was like, oh, I should do a Valentine's Day version of smoking the mic. And then 7 days later, I just had people just coming to me, and I was like, I need this and this and this and that. And then I end up with 7 features. And the last person was a hip-hop artist. He emailed me. He said he was interested, sent me a track that he was working on called Mask Off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very sexy, explicit track. And I was just like, oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Well. So and he's been promoting this show like crazy. Like, I really didn't have to ask him. He was just like, every time I look up, he's like posting stuff about the show. I added him on to my April 20th show. Like, he's really, really dedicated to doing it. And I love putting people on my show that likes to promote themselves as well, because it's not about just promoting my show, but it's also promoting yourself as an artist. And some people, you have to give mm-hmm. them that kick in the ass, like, come on, like, promote yourself, you know. And it's like, well, him, I didn't have to do that, because he's like, I'm ready, like, let's do this where I start, you know. So he's a really great guy. He's gonna be on Open Letter next month. So I'm going to be interviewing him. So I'm excited just to see, you know, what he got going on. So I'm really, really excited, because a lot of people have been it's like every week somebody's messaging me about, how do I be a part of Smoking the Mic? I'm like, how everybody find out about my show? Like,
mm-hmm. Hey.
Yeah. So it's growing. So
the word is spreading. It's growing.
Yeah, it is. And I pray every day. I'm just like, just send me the talent. Send me the talent. So it's like, and when I do that, he sends me the talent. Like, so I'm just excited.
Awesome.
Like, really excited. And I'm excited.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah. So excited. Okay. Well, darn, we are out of time. Yeah, but I definitely enjoyed you being on the show, and I'm excited about next week's Mix Fit, because I did see that you had about that, so I definitely look forward to that. I will be there the first 30 minutes, everybody heard, so that way, if you know, if I don't, I am going to show, but like, can't,
so
you're
going to show.
But
she don't stay, because she's having so much fun. She not
going to
leave.
Right.
She like,
right. Yeah. But thank you so much for being on Open Letter. And anytime that you want to come back after season 2 is going to pick back up September the 7th. So any Saturday after that, if ever you want to come back to Open Letter, you got anything new going on, let me know, and then I'll bring you back on the show.
All right, Danny, thank you so much for having me. And I got some things in the works, so I plan to be back. I will be in touch, and I'm going to see you Saturday. I'm going to see you 2 times Saturday, once in the morning and once at night.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. And you stay warm.
You too, girl.
All right.
Take care.
You too. All right, everybody, so that is it. That was Miss Lisa Cajones. Thank you so much for tuning in to another amazing episode of Open Letter. Next week, come on back. I'm going to have more Beat News exclusive, hashtag Poet Spotlight, and Smoking the Mic will be going on Volume 3. We are going to have at the Medici Media Space. Tickets are on sale right now at Eventbrite. Go get it. Go on my Danny Sky page. The flyer has all the information. I have a last-minute deal, 3 tickets for $15. General admission is $10. Doors will close at 8:50, so make sure that you get your ass there on time. Other than that, you have a great rest of the day, and stay warm and be blessed. Thank you.
alone. Hold the